Perek Yud. Pasuk Aleph. Umalka Shva Shemaz Hashem Shlomo L'Shem Hashem. V'tavol L'Nasoso B'chidos. The Queen of Sheba hears the name of Shlomo L'Shem Hashem, and she comes to test Shlomo with riddles. What does it mean that she hears Shlomo's name L'Shem Hashem? The Metzudas David writes L'Shem Hashem wrote to Lomar. Meaning she understood and she heard that Shlomo's wisdom was not natural, but it was from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Radak writes that L'Shem Hashem means Ki rov achartumim v'ha something Hamis askim b'chochmas achitzonos Eim lachtum L'Shem Hashem v'chochmas Shlomo Yisrael L'Shem Hashem, in terms of not where it came from. It was L'Shem Hashem, it's probably more the Pashtos, that she heard that the name of Shlomo, it was L'Shem Hashem, and his Chachma was L'Shem Shemayim, as opposed to all the Tumah out there, and all the things, the Chachma that she had witnessed, the Chartumim and all the like, all their Chachma was used for things which were not L'Shem Shemayim, and therefore she came to see if his wisdom was everything she had heard about, if it was real. And she comes to test him with riddles. V'atavo Yerushalayimah. And she comes to Yerushalayim, Bechayel Kaved Me'od, Gmalim Nosim, Bisamim, on camels carrying all the spices, Bezov Rab Me'od, lots of gold, Ve'evan Yikara, and precious jewels, Vatavol Shlomo, Vatzaberi Love, as Kol Asher Hayayim Lavava. She goes and she speaks to him about everything that's on her heart. Vayagela Shlomo is Kol Dvara, and Shlomo responds to everything that she wants to know. Lohayada Varne Elam Min Amelach Asher Lohi Gidla. There was nothing that the king was not able to tell her. So Shlomo apparently gives over a lot of his wisdom. Vatera Malka Shvas kol chachma Shlomo. She saw all of his chachma. Ve'abayis asher bana. And she also sees the Beis HaMikdash. Or maybe it means the house. I think it...
I assume it meant his house, but...
My impression was that she sees the Beis HaMikdash as well.
Yeah.
1 second...
The next pasuk is going to say the next bias.
Okay. So it's talking, I guess, first about his house, all the things in his house, all the servants, Malbusheim, Mashka, Volosso, Asher Yala, Beis Hashem, and the Korbanos that he brings. Interesting that it focuses on the Korbanos Dafka. No, Derech Alos, Beis Hashem, sorry. Volosso, the stairways to the Beis HaMikdash. Maybe that means she wasn't allowed in? No, why not? Why doesn't she go in then? I don't know. Interesting. Okay, she sees the stairs.
Maybe she did go in. Why is she not going?
No, well, v'lo haya ba od ruach. And she can't, she's breathless. She's taken aback. This is incredible. It doesn't say that she goes in though. Okay? Yeah. Because it doesn't say, that's what I'm saying.
It says that the olaso is a... He says it's like a passage right from his house to the Beis HaMikdash.
Right, but why did she stop there?
All right, okay.
Her, because she's in the time of Kazova, Minderban. All
Goyim. Okay, so she should have... But Goyim go to the Beis HaMikdash, correct? Or no, then, oh, they only bring Korbanos, they stop outside. Yeah. Okay, fine.
But
okay,
then that's the answer. The because only Derabon, and Goyim can't be... Like, she can't be Kabel. You can't say she's a Nido. She's not Nido there, right? Meaning, there's no Tuma for Goyim.
Okay, in general, we let Goyim in the Beis HaMikdash.
We don't let Goyim in the Beis HaMikdash.
Okay, fine. So that's the answer. V'loya ba'od ruach, and she was breathless. Vatomer al melech emes haya davar asher shamati ba'artzi al dvarech v'al chachmasecha. Everything I heard about you was true. Before I forget to mention, in terms of the riddles and all the chachma that she spoke, there's something about this riddle with the bee and the flowers. And Shlomo has some chap to be able to talk to the bee and figure out which flower it was.
No one
heard such a maisa. There's a famous story about Shlomo and the bee.
Yeah,
and Shlomo was able to speak to the bee and tell him. Maybe there were flowers. One of them was real, and all of them were not. So Shlomo told
the bee to
point out which flower was real and which wasn't. And she said, "Oh, it's such a chachma, unbelievable! I can't believe it. I searched high and low. I don't know. I don't know where such a story is."
You checked like little Midrash said.
I don't know, maybe I didn't search everywhere, but it's like in the Navi workbook, but like, I don't know where he got it from. In other words, I searched all the Midrashim, I couldn't find it anywhere in a Midrash. I borrowed on the Midrashim, I don't know where that story is. If anybody finds it, please let me know.
10 points.
Okay. Anyway, so she says, everything I heard about you is true. V'lo ha'amanti la'dvarim, pasuk zayin, v'lo ha'amanti la'dvarim ha'asher basi v'tirana einai. I didn't believe it until I got here. V'hinei lohu gadli achetzi. I wasn't even told half of it. Hosafta chachma v'tov alashmu asher shamati. You are so much greater and so much wiser than I ever could have imagined. Ashrei anashecha, ashrei avadecha eila. Ha'omdim l'fanecha tamid ha'shomim eschachmasecha. Wow. How great and lucky are the people who are able to see this constantly. Hi Hashem Elokecha Baruch, Asher Chafetz Bechalotitcha Al Kisei Yisrael, Ba'avas Hashem Es Yisrael La'olam Ve'yisimcha La'melech La'azos Mishpat Zdaka. And then, Malka Shva blesses HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And she's Moda, seemingly, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence. Why everybody makes a big deal about the story, why the story is important, Bechal, I think that's the reason. In other words, who cares that she came to visit him? Lots of people came to visit him. What's the big deal? So seemingly she was more chashuv. Maybe it's because she came from far out. Maybe because it's a big famous visit, as opposed to other people who didn't come from as far. But Shva was, I think it was, I don't remember where I saw a discussion about this, but I think it's assumed to have been like towards the bottom of Africa. Did I make that up?
I don't remember.
Maybe back at the time I looked in Das Mikra and he had different sheetahs about it. I think. I don't remember. But I think it was somewhere towards the bottom of Africa. And she came all the way up, which is a huge, enormous journey at the time. And she comes, and because of, you see that Shlomo's name, Shlomo's wealth, Shlomo's kavod, Shlomo's Beis HaMikdash, word is spreading throughout the world, and this very chash of a queen is coming to see it, and that's allowing for, again, the ultimate goal of Shlomo, to spread the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world, and this is the culmination of that, that she comes and she's Moda in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Yeah, I see it's either by Yemen or in the Ethiopia area.
Right, exactly. Oh, so that's not the bottom. Okay. Who's machlokus?
Scholars.
Right. Okay. Pasuk Yud. Vatitan lamelech. Vatitan lamelech meyav esrim kikar zav. She gives him lots of gold. Ubisamim harbi meod, she gives him lots of spices, ve'evin yikara, and precious stones. Loba kabosa mahu od la rov asher nasa malka shvala melech Shlomo. Apparently, spices of that amount didn't come, I guess, to Eretz Yisrael, since the time that Malka Shva gave that much. Then Pasuk Yud Aleph and Yud Beis goes off on a tangent about other things that came on the boats of Chiram. V'gam ani chiram asher nasa zav me'ofir, hevi me'ofir atzei ha'mugim, harbe me'od ve'evin yikara. V'yas ha'melech es atzei ha'mugim, misad l'beis Hashem, l'beis ha'melech, v'kinoros u'nevalim l'sharim, lo bakei natzei ha'mugim, lo nera ad ha'yom hazeh. So again, just like tons of spices came from Malka Shva, tons of atzei ha'mugim came from the boats of chiram. So they're just putting the two together to show that all the different tons of stuff that came to Shlomo in the time. Pasuk Yud Gimel, V'Amelech Shlomo Nasam Malka Shva, as Kol Chavtza Asher Shala. The queen, Shlomo gives this queen all that she wanted. Kol Chavtza Asher Shala, Milvad Asher Nasam Lakiyad Amelech Shlomo. So the Mefarshim explain. Rashi says, "What's Kol Chavtza?" Rashi and the Radak say that Kol Chavtza refers to Chachma. I wrote that Rashi says that, but I don't see that here. One second. Yeah, no, he does say that. Nasa l'malka shva nesin zu, eina l'limin chachma. So that the chefza was chachma, and the Malbim writes that kol chefza refers to what she wanted from the Otsar HaMelech. And then it says, milvad, not to mention, asher nasa l'malki yad HaMelech. So the Rashi and the Radak there quote, Milvad Asher Nasan Lam Mizimra Sa'aretz. And the Radak quotes that Nivrei Yamim, it says Milvad Asher Hevia El HaMelech. In other words, she brought stuff to the king. So the explanation of this pasuk is Milvad Asher Nasan Lam Keneged Mashe Hevia El HaMelech. In other words, Keneged, what she brought to him, so he gave that amount to her. So giving lots of stuff to her. Fine.
Why do you give her stuff? Should you give him stuff?
Because that's what you do when you honor each other. Aye, why isn't it Los Achanim? So, I guess it's like an Akum that you're Makir. What? It's just for Ava? It's just.
It's like, you know, in the
or is it because, like, you know, the neighbor that you know and you have relationships with, so then.
Like a trumped up Ava, like Shomachos, like.
Okay.
Is there another Shomachos who say it's only with issues with Zainam? So then Zainam.
Was what?
Are there some Shomachos who say it's only issues with Zainam?
We
don't pass
Kalim. We definitely don't pass
Kalim. Tuesday's not. Zara.
Right.
So.
She was Lachora.
I don't know.
She came from Ethiopia.
Oh, so it says, though, that she was given kol chefza, says Rashi. Not necessarily Rashi, this is a Haggah in Rashi from the Arizal. Kol chefza, ba'i leha. Okay, HaMelech Shalom Nasal Makash Vaz, kol chefza, everything she wanted. Says the Haggah, ba'i leha, v'nola mimena nevuchad netzar.
Ba'i leha,
v'hechriv habayis. Sha'amad arba meos v'eser shanim b'chila kol shneimas ar shvatim me'arizal. So says the Arizal, quoting this Haggah l'Rashi, that kol chavtza means that he was bala, and they gave birth to Nebuchadnezzar, who ultimately destroys the house which Shlomo built.
The word is, though, that the reason why it's Nebuchadnezzar that, because Nebuchadnezzar also recognizes Hashem in Daniel. And in the Daniel, Nebuchadnezzar says a very similar thing to what she says here, Yerushem Akecha Baruch.
Okay.
So the word...
No, I assume it's descendant. It would be too soon, right?
Could we chose Nebuchadnezzar because he was on his back of the bias, right, Tiny?
That would also explain...
What do you mean, he chose?
Meaning, if you see the Ari here was saying, who was born from this relationship.
So the Shlok, quote of the Mishmas of Zahav,
yeah,
writes, interestingly, that when David HaMelech was told by Nasan HaNavi, Hinani Mekim Ra Misoch Pesecha, that the evil for what you have done, your punishment for David and Bathsheba, is going to come misoch beisecha. The kavana was referring to this.
Wow.
That misoch beisecha was going to be nolad Nebuchadnezzar. And this is very similar to the Gemara in Shabbos and Vav and Vez, which said that b'shah shenasas bas paro nivna krach shal romi, that the relationships of Shlomo Melech ultimately give birth to Shlomo Melech's destruction. Fine. The Mishmazal Zav points out that Gam L'divrei HaMekubalim, you have to say that Shlomo Melech was Megayer her after she recognized the godless of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He takes her, and then there are no lot, but still, apparently, he was Toa B'zeh, and Nebuchadnezzar is born.
But then, according to Nebuchadnezzar,
it wasn't Jewish.
Depending on how it worked.
So they had a Jewish grandparent.
Okay.
So did Hitler.
And also, again, based on what we always suggest about Shlomo, I assume that we'll talk about it later. I assume that Shlomo, his kavana again. This was all part of spreading Shem Shemayim to every corner of the world by marrying these people, which we'll get more into in Perek Yud Aleph.
How does that result?
Know this?
I know things. Where
did it come from?
Shua quotes as a result, like you're saying. It's very Mevuzes.
Yeah, you're asking the wrong guy. Okay. Then the end of the pasuk, which you start in the middle of, says, Vatefen Vatelech Laartzahi Vavadeha. She goes back to her land. The Malbim writes that it says Vatelach Vatefen. She turns around. Vatelach Laratzon. She goes to her land. Bal Tachshav Shamalka Zos Asher Nasa Derech Rechoka Kazos Shat Talirosus Tamedino Zuba El Shlomo Derech Agav. Don't think that anyway she was going on a long journey and along the way she happened to bump into Eretz Yisrael and she was like, oh, I heard about Shlomo. Let me stop off. Ki Iker Biasa Yarak El Shlomo Levado. Below Ponzul Shuma comes Ulaso, the Acharsh Sava Smachos as Panav Ponzul Bederach Yasher La'Artza. In other words, she went to Shlomo and then she turned Dafka around because that's where she was going. This wasn't just a trip that she happened to bump in there. No, the whole goal of her entire trip was to go to see Shlomo and to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Mishnah Zozov quotes how in Divrei Yamin Beis, Tes, Yud Beis, it says a lashon of Vatehafech.
Oh.
Vatehafech. Can you read the pasuk for us? Bavakasha.
Amelech Shlomo Yenoson Lamelech Hashvah is called Chavtzah Asher Sha'Allah. Vavadash Revio El Lamelech Vatehafech. Vatehafech Larta.
Is that different than Vatefen?
It's
more extreme?
Even more, yeah. She like turned around.
So the Mishnah Zozov quotes the Ber Moshe. Who points out that even though she reached the tachlis ha'akara of his pilos, the choza lo kiblo machlo shemayim, the hafcha, the chazra l'masha hayakodem. So there Moshe says the Malchus Shva, she comes, she sees HaKadosh Baruch Hu, she's moda, she recognizes him, and then she says, nah, forget it. And she turns around and she goes back. Not sure if I compared this to Bilam, because I have a whole shtick about how Bilam always does this. Bilam always recognizes HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he turns around, and it's for another time. And Paro also does that. Paro also always sees HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and has the ability to ignore it. And Bilam was Paro's Rebbe, and Bilam taught Paro how to do that.
Oh.
In my shtickle about that.
Yeah.
I'll tell it to you one time.
You spoke in base,
right? I spoke, right, very good. Okay, oh, see? And supposedly Reb Tzadok says a similar thing. That even though she was one of the wisest people in the world, she came to ask Kashas on Shlomo, right? You don't come to ask Kashas on Shlomo. You can't ask him riddles if you don't have some good riddles, right? So Malka Shva was really up there with one of the smartest people. And still, she's so wise, says Reb Tzadok, that she turns around and she's not Mekabel, she's not Mispoil from what she saw. She doesn't take it in. And instead, she's able to see this greatness, and she's able to turn around. Okay. Pasuk Yudal. Vayihi mishkal hazahav asher ba l'shlomo b'shana echa shesh meos shishim v'shesh kikar zav. Shlomo gets tons of gold. Levad me anshe atarim v'mischar aroklim v'chol ma'achei ha'erev v'pachas aretz. Vayas ha'melech shlomo masayim tzina. Mefarshim explain that tzina are these types of crowns of some sort or something you wear on your head. Zav shachud of pure gold. Shesh meos zav yala al tzina achas. So he's making these golden things with tons of gold. Ushlosh meos maginim zav. 300 shields of zav shachud. Shloshes manim zav yala al hamagain. One magain had 3 manim of zav achas. Vayinim amelach beis yara levanim. So he has tons of gold. Okay? Shlomo has lots of gold. The Malbim writes, but why is it describing all these things which it's about to describe? So the Malbim says, Tachlis Sipurim Ha'ela, I'm not sure if it's going back even on Malka Shva, is L'saper Eich Niskayim Bo Avtachas Hashem, Im B'matnas HaChachma, Im B'Kavod, Im B'Osher. The point of all these lists and descriptions of all the Kavod and rich, the Shlomo's Ashiros, is to show that HaKadosh Baruch Hu fulfilled his promise. So he's lots of gold. The Mishpah Zozov asks a good question, which is, why don't Chazal criticize Shlomo for Ribui Zav? Not Chazal. Forget about Chazal. I mean, Chazal don't, and the Navi doesn't. Sorry, I mean, the Navi doesn't say, it doesn't criticize him for the Ribui Susim either. It criticizes him for the Ribui Nashim. But Chazal at least criticized him for Ribui Nashim and Ribui Susim in Sanhedrin Chaf Aleph. So why not buy the gold?
Is there an issue of having a lot of gold?
Yeah, so the three surim for a melech. To be marba nashim, marba susim, and to be marba kesef azav. It sounds like Shlomo was marba kesef azav. So either you have to say it was kefiat tzorech to be mefarnes beso, which lechor is hard to say because it sounds like it's pretty extravagant here. Possibility number two, I'm not sure if these are my possibilities or his, I don't remember. Possibility number two is that he put everything in Otzros Hashem. As it says over here, that he put everything in Beis Yair Levanon. It's Mavur in the Ran and Sanhedrin Chaf Aleph and Beis. Tirak Osir Laharbos Ayidei Mas Mibnei Yisrael. Aval Behiknu Lo Min Hashamayim Kigon Shibim Mocham Alakach Eretz Malezav Harayen Shalo. V'ulai Hu Adin Kan. Yeah, that's a big chiddush. I am the Ran on Sanhedrin Chafav and Beis that the Isser is only to be Marbe Ayde Mas. At least by Kesef Azav. To be Marbe by conquering, that's all yours. The Ad Ramah says the same thing. However, in the Shir HaShirim, I assume this means the Medrash Shir HaShirim Aleph Aleph Yod, it's Mefurish that he's Chote as well. Because there it describes the Gimel Averis, which he violated, which is Nashim, Susim, and Zav. But it's still interesting, it doesn't say anything in the Pesukim.
Maybe it's because there's so much of the Otzros Hashem that wasn't actually his, meaning it was like to the Beis
HaMikdash. How's it there? Huh? Chayit, you can get a lot of money to give it to. Wow. So you're saying the same answer as the Otzros Hashem.
Okay, I'm trying to decide if I should rush through the end of the parak or just stop here. There's a little bit to say. Okay, let's just go quickly. Just so we mash them. Again, Pasuk Yud Ches says, "Vayasa Melech Kisei Shein Gadol v'Yatzapeh Uzav Mufaz." He makes a shein, a kisei out of ivory, covered in gold. Sheish Malos La Kisei, six steps. V'Rosh Agol La Kisei Me'acharav, a round thing in the back. V'Yodos Mizeh U'Mizeh, arms on each side. Amakom Hashavas U'Shnayim Arayos Om Demetzal Yodos. And there are two lions next to each arm. U'Shneim Asar Arayim Om Dem Sham Al Sheish Hamalos Mizeh U'Mizeh Lo Nasa Ken L'Chol Hamamlachos. So there's lions on each of the six steps, two lions on each step. The Malbim goes into Larichos about the Yabez, Keneged, the Shvatim, and this and that. Certainly beyond my understanding. The Barbanel has similar things. The Rabag in his Toelas, Lamed He, writes that the whole purpose of the Arayos was to cause fear in the people, and ultimately it would cause. That because people would fear the king, they wouldn't be mazik echad l'sheni. And especially in the light of the fact that the Medrash says that the Arayos would come alive and scare people, so when people would come to be done before Shlomo, so they would be fearful at the lions who would start roaring at them. Tosus and Yuma Nadal and Beis ask, how could it be that Shlomo made these Arayos if there's an Isser to make a Pasel? Answer number one he gives is that maybe it was Alpi Navi Lamigdar Milsa, just like Eliyahu and Har HaKarmel. I assume Shlomo was the Navi that he's referring to, unless it was someone else who told him. But because the Arayos would cause people to be afraid, Milahayid Sheker, so it was Lamigdar Milsa Ayde Navi. Was the concern for Sheker greater in the time of Shlomo than anyone else's time? I don't know. That's answer number one, Tosus. Answer number two is that they were made al yidei acherim, so he didn't make the pestle, and there's no chshad because there were a lot of people there. And therefore it says, Vayasa melech kisei shein, according to Tosus, you have to say that it was made for him. Or, sorry, he made the kisei, but he didn't make the arayos that came along with the kisei. Okay? There, Tosus, we already mentioned, discusses the tsuros on the walls of the Beis HaMikdash, ayin sham. Just to try to wrap things up. Pasuk Chaf Aleph says, "V'chol kli ma'ashka ha'melech Shlomo zav V'chol beis yar alavan zav sagor, everything was made out of gold. Ein kesef lo nechshav b'mei Shlomo l'uma. Kesef was worthless. It wasn't worth anything. Rashi and the Metzudos write that since they had so much kesef, it wasn't, they didn't even use it, it wasn't worth, they didn't even use it, it wasn't worth anything. They had so much gold. Chavez describes the boats that brought all kinds of things from Tarshish. Shlomo's melech becomes great. Everybody wants to know about Shlomo's chachma. They bring him more presents.
They can't get the shenhavim, kofim, and tukim.
Okay, they bring him shenhavim, kofim, and tukim. They bring him all kinds of birds. It begins to describe the amount of horses, which we've discussed in the past. Pasuk Chavav, Vayasev Shlomo Rechav Parashim, Vayilo Elef Arba Meos Rechav, Vashnemasar Elef Parashim, Vayanchem Barei Arechav, Vim HaMelech B'Yerushalayim. The Abar Barnel points out that he didn't just have Osher and Chachma, he also had Gevura in order to have other kings fear him. Then it says in Pasuk of Zayin, "Vayitein haMelech es haKesef b'Yerushalayim ka'avanim." So there was so much kesef that it was just thrown on the streets like stones. Es harazim nasan kishikmim asher b'shvei larov, and they had so many trees that it were just like thrown in the piles of, you know, the garbagey kind of trees. It sounds like. So the Gemara quoted in Rashi on Sanhedrin, Daf Chaf Aleph and Beis, asks Akasha. In one place it says the kesef was lo nechshav l'me'uma, and here it says the kesef was nechshav l'kavanim. So I didn't understand the kasha fully, because okay, it wasn't worth anything, so therefore it was treated like kavanim, and they threw it on the street. So the Gemara seems to, Rashi and Sanhedrin says, no, before it said it was nothing, and now it says it was like kavanim, which is a little bit more than nothing, because kavanim are at least worth something. So what's pshat? So the Gemara answers, kan lifnei bas paro, and kan achar bas paro. So says the Maharsha in Sanhedrin, I looked it up tonight, the Maharsha in Sanhedrin says that before he was married to Bas Paro, he was Kulo, Amil, and Torah, and therefore the Kesef was worthless to him, because he could care less about Kesef when he was so Dovik in Torah, he had nothing else to think about. Once he married Bas Paro and he became involved in Olam Hazeh, so then it was Nechshav Lo Olam Ma'uma, it was Nechshav something, it was Nechshav at least like Avanim. Pasuk Chav Ches through Chav Tes describes the amount of horses. Shlomo is basically controlling this, the horse trade of Mitzrayim. Nothing, no horse left Mitzrayim without Shlomo's word. Okay? So if we've gotten to the point where Shlomo's horses have reach the stage where the Pasuk tells us, don't be mar besusim, shema yog back to Mitzrayim. Chor is pretty clear that Shlomo got to that point because he goes back to Mitzrayim. Which leads into Perek Yud Aleph, where Shlomo was also mar benashim. The famous discussion about Shlomo and his many, many wives, which we will discuss next time in Perek Yud Aleph.
Is Mashmeh from the Mitzvah Sion?